There must never be judgment on your humanity. It is the way to actually block the release of the things that pass through all of you that need to be released. Now, certainly we know about fear. That is the one that visits us all. And so one of the things we want to remember is that when you are in a situation and you feel fear, rather than going to your head and scolding yourself because you had fear and it does not make any sense, or whatever it is you have been programmed to do, then the first thing you want to say to yourself is, I am human. And one of the things that I feel is fear. I am not going to go to war with it, because the nature of the universe is that if you start to war with something on your path, then the universe assumes that you want to go to war. And so if it is fear and you go to war with it, the universe will take your word for it that you want to battle fear, and it will make it bigger. So that is a thing to keep in mind in our study of being both spiritual people and physical people. So when we are using fear as the example, there are many other things, of course. But when you feel the fear, acknowledge, because the first step to releasing anything that moves through your life is the acknowledgement of what it is, without judgment, without shame, and hopefully without rushing to your head to try to think yourself out of a feeling state, which of course is what you are trained to do. So we understand that. But acknowledgement first, without judging yourself, what is wrong with me that I am afraid? What you will find is what is wrong with you is that you are human, and there is nothing wrong with being human. So once we can get to that place, then we can say, and holding this fear, what good is it doing me? Is there anything in this fear that is going to make me wiser or safer or more responsible? Or is there anything in this fear that is going to be of help to me at all? And if you sit with that for just a little while and begin to breathe with it, you will feel your spirit telling you there is no value in holding fear. All it does is narrow your energy and make it more difficult for you to intake love. And that may be the ultimate, what would we say, the ultimate harm that fear does, because it makes your energy smaller, it makes it more narrow, it makes it more difficult then for you to intake love. And the polar opposite of fear is love. So ironically, the fear itself prevents you from taking in the energy that you need to heal the fear that is bothering you. Now, we use fear because it is probably the most universal of the human experiences. But we are going to mention lightly perhaps two other things that may be offshoots of fear in their own way. But we would like to mention jealousy. And this one is tricky, as we say, or as you say, because jealousy makes you small, and it makes you wrong. and it makes you feel that you are not enough, and that you are not good enough, and that if you were, whatever has made you jealous, whatever that situation or that action, whatever that might be, you begin then to set up a false equation. Another thing we want to be very careful about, because we want to remind you that in the human condition, there is no perfection. Whatever you do, it is going to be human, hopefully spirit-filled, but human. There will be mistakes, there will be things, but the thing that you never control is someone else's path, other people's decisions. This is a free will planet, and if someone chooses to make a hurtful decision, the last thing you want to do is go inside and say, if only I were more or better, or if I had seen this or done that, then this never would have happened. Because then you put yourself in an equation that violates free will. People do pleasant things, unpleasant things, loving things, cruel things. These are things you are going to encounter all the way through your life. So in the case of jealousy or something like it, number one, acknowledge but do not judge. It is like, oh, I feel jealous. I am human. This is a thing that comes on us, and I understand that. And I am going to say, what I know is that if jealousy makes me judge myself, or fear the loss of something, or makes me unworthy, or whatever it is we do, that is not an equation I'm going to attach to this feeling. I'm going to say, I feel bad that you have done that or taken that or whatever that is. Those are all in the range of human feelings. And so we simply feel them. But we do not want to attach them to a meaning they do not have, to an equation that does not exist on a free will planet. And whatever we are jealous about, we can never make it the judge of who we are. Now, one of the helpful things in this situation is to remind yourself that the control of the universe, not simply this situation, but the universe, belongs to the light and to the creative force that made you, that loves you, that does not judge you, that does not take away who you really are and your gifts and the appreciation of that. So in those times, after acknowledgement, you want to align with the power that can control in the good way and can return to you anything that has been lost. And when you can move in that energy and connect with it, you have done a really beautiful thing, not only for your body, which is more than happy to be rid of these feelings, but your spirit, which is what connects you to this power that is so much more than anything that might be walking through your life at this time. So we are going to take three deep breaths together. We are going to exhale fear. we will take a few moments to speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Breathe easily and deeply, and know that where your breath goes, love goes. Love with the power to displace anything you might be dealing with that you want to release. It is love that will release you. So breathe it in and exhale fear. Feel a gentle rainfall, and let that rain fall outside of your body and wash away the weak. Whatever you may have felt, whatever worry you may have carried, let heaven send you the rain that washes it away. Breathe, release. Breathe, release. Now become aware that you are looking at the night sky, and in that sky there are stars. And one of those stars carries an energy for you that helps you with the focus that will release you from all that troubles you. So as you look at the night sky, see your star become clear, holding the light that you need. And feel that star come toward you, and feel it take its place above your head. And as you open your crown, let that star tip and begin to pour its energy into your body. Open the crown more widely so that in your life you can receive more of what is yours, of what is good for you. Feel that energy flow into the third eye. And feel that energy clear your third eye so that you see intuitively and powerfully both inside of you and outside of you all that you need to see. And feel the third eye grow, and feel its function as protector and knower becoming more and more powerful in your life, so that when you go to the third eye, all the information that is for you comes to you. And feel that energy pour into your throat. And let the star's energy speak to the way you speak to yourself. And know that the energy that honors you is the energy you use to speak to yourself and to others. But first, to yourself. And feel that star's energy flow down through your body and into your heart. And see your heart like a garden. And see that parts of the garden are growing and beautiful. But where there is fear or judgment or shame, let that star's light go to that part of your heart center and fill it and embrace it. Awaken the heart and the heart's power. The heart's power to know and to love and to be wise. And see your heart abundant and watch what is growing there. And let the heart be joyful about what is growing. Feel that star's light flow down through your body and into the solar plexus. And feel the star's light like a gentle embrace, comforting, releasing, holding you safe, strengthening the solar plexus so that it can hold the emotions that are good, that are a reflection of who you are and what you are creating in the world. And feel the star's energy flow through your body and into the second center. And let that star's light gently displace the judgment and the shame and the patterns that are attached to those things. And as the star's light gently washes those out of your body, see that a beautiful waterfall appears. And this is the waterfall that is the function of the second center. Its nature is to clear anything that comes through your life that you wish to release, and without judgment, without shame, without pain, but simply to say, I am the waterfall of your life, and whatever this is, I will wash it away for you. And feel the star's light move down through your body and into the root. And feel the star's light in the root, separating the energy that is yours to create your life from any obligatory or imposed energy that may have caught in that root. Let the star's energy wash it away so that where you create is aligned with your heart and your third eye and your spirit and the universe that created you. And let your whole body take in that energy. Take it in and become who you truly are. And feel the smile of the universe in your joy and in your knowing. And breathe love into your humanity. And move into your heart center and see that that star has left a gift or a symbol for you in your heart to help you on your path. Rest your mind. Know the gift. Now feel yourself a part of this great circle. And as you are drawn, find an impression, a gift, or a message for those who are sitting here with you. Begin to breathe and to center in your body. When you've centered in your body, open your eyes.